anti-corruption, defending our Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is Real News Radio with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Real News Radio. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation and lies of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, August 4th, 2012. Brian's in the studio. We're streaming live at republicbroadcasting.org, therealnewsradio.com. Sign up for our newsletter, packed with all the news and information of the week. Special thanks to our lead researcher, Terry, for all of her hard work helping us scour the globe for the news and information. Check out alternativemedia.org. If you want to educate yourself on these matters, we're going to be playing some clips today from both websites. And we'll be taking phone calls in the third hour. I was, earlier this week, trying to work it out to have Larry Pratt on. But he had some scheduling conflicts, so we maybe can put that together for next week. But we got a lot of news and information to cover today. It's been an interesting week in the news. This Obama administration doesn't want all these pink slips going out before the election. Scalia says guns may be registered. Romney was over in Jerusalem voicing his aggressive stance toward Iran. Did you see him at the Wailing Wall?
I put a picture of that up there. Did you see it on alternative media?
I have not yet.
It's a picture of first Obama doing the exact same thing, and it looks like the same guy standing next to him, actually.
Really? Maybe they have the...
He's got the same hat. I mean, he looks exactly the same.
Maybe it's the same person takes you to the proper place or whatever.
Make sure you're going to be a proper puppet.
Proper pose and... Well, I know that was interesting. We'll get into that. Court upholds domestic drone use and arrest of an American citizen. That's a headline of things to come. And then, of course, we've got some economic data to get into today as well. We got a Ron Paul clip that we're going to be playing discussing his views on the upcoming next round of sanctions against Iran. And we've got a story here. Fox News, senator, ICE agent facing punishment for arresting an illegal alien. So we'll be getting into all that news and information during the next coming hours. A lot of things to talk about. And, of course, one of the things I heard, I was listening to In the Garden this morning, a local show about gardening, and they were discussing the rising food prices and the drought, and that is really becoming a major concern in a lot of the states now.
It's the largest disaster area in U.S. history, I believe, like half of all U.S. counties now. I mean, that's just incredible.
Some of the pictures that's been coming out of these crops, it's just devastating.
Yeah, you better buy some food now, folks, because it's going to go up and up and up.
Yeah, prices of food is going to be going up, and it's going to be an interesting winter. And then, of course, you've got the 2012. A lot of people excited about the December 21st, 2012. So I don't know, something we might can discuss there. A lot of things on TV about that right now. Different channels, Armageddon.
It's just going to go right on by. Nothing's going to happen.
It's going to be like the, what was the one? Y2K. Y2K. Remember that? I think that kind of, Mike discusses this sometimes. I think it maybe suckered in a lot of the Patriot movement, and then it went right on. Of course, there were some broadcasting in December 1999.
December 31st, saying
It was all breaking loose. All right, we're coming up on the first break. When we come back, USDA alert, half of U.S. counties designated primary disaster areas. Coming up, you're listening to the Real News Radio with Farron and Brian.
Don't answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're back on the Real News Radio. Farron and Brian in the studio. Get us started. This hour, this is a report from Max Slavo. USDA alert. Half of U.S. counties designated primary disaster areas. The largest natural disaster in America's history just went from bad to worse. So, yeah, they are calling it the worst natural disaster, the largest. Sweltering heat and persistent drought across the country has ravaged crops to such extremes this summer that tens of thousands of farmers and ranchers are on the verge of financial ruin. The situation is so dire that it has prompted the U.S. Department of Agriculture to declare more than half of America a disaster area. More than half of all U.S. counties, 1,584 to be exact, in 32 states have been designated primary disaster areas. This growing season, the vast majority of them mired in a drought that's considered the worst in decades. The potential financial fallout in the nation's midsection appears to be intensifying. The latest weekly Mid-America Business Conditions Index released Wednesday showed that the ongoing drought and global economic turmoil is hurting business in nine Midwest and Plains states, boosting worries about the prospect of another recession, according to the report. This will undoubtedly lead to significant food prices price increases across the entire spectrum of the American diet, meat, grain, dairy, vegetables, and fruit. According to Tom Chatham of the Project Chesapeake. You know, we haven't really been reporting on this a whole lot. It's been in the news quite a bit, but isn't it interesting, Brian, that this is happening in concert with a economic collapse, a joblessness, when you can't have a jobless recovery. I mean, the middle class America is getting it from every side. I mean, just pounded into the ground.
Well, just when you think that, another angle comes up that you didn't consider.
Exactly, and this is one, and
this is going to have a major impact on food prices. At the very least, say a 5 to 10% increase, which is significant. It might be more.
And you know, last winter we had a 10% increase minimum just going to the grocery store, and we didn't have a drought. And you made a good point during the break that because of the upcoming grain prices, this is going to lead to possibly these ranchers selling off some cattle. Tell us about that.
They can't feed their cattle, so they're just going to sell them off cheap to the slaughterhouses, and they're going to slaughter them, and there's going to be actually a surplus of beef here in the short term, but in the long term, it's going to skyrocket. So you're actually going to see a dip ahead of the
price increase.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, if you do consume a lot of beef, folks, you might want to keep your eye on that and buy or stock up if you can, if you have a freezer or something, and, you know, go that route, because it's going to go up. There's no doubt about that.
And you know, it infuriates me every time I read one of these, no matter who writes the story or who it is, Reuters, Fox, whoever, we might go into another recession. Trying to continue to falsify that illusion that we're somehow not in a recession. I mean, who can mosey around the community that you live in, look at all the houses for sale, if your local McDonald's tries to, and if they announce they got 8 new jobs, 400 people show up, and the federal government and the lying news media still have the audacity to hold on to that tired old lie that the economy is slowly improving. You know, people with any common sense should bust out into laughter anytime that they have to see that that silly hoax trying to be perpetrated on the American people. But yet, a lot of people you run into, I guess, because human nature so wants to feel good, wants to believe the worst is over, that they try to hold on to that. And then when speaking to someone about it, they regurgitate that you know, things are looking up, things are turning around. When we are seeing this one coming, we're seeing what's going to be happening this fall, and anyone that doesn't have blinders on should see what's happening in this economy. And yet, they hold on to that tired old false hope that Romney and the Republicans are going to come running in and save the day once again. But we've got a clip that was posted on the Real News Radio. This is Mike Kelly, and he's given an anti-big government speech there in the House. And I wanted to play this for you today. Check this out.
Guys, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In 2011, we came to this House for one reason. And it was a motion to recommit. We recommitted the people of the United States that we were going to change the way business was done in this town. This motion to recommit is a joke. This is ridiculous. Now, let me tell you about what it's like to be in the real world and not inside the Beltway. I operate a business that my father started back in 1953 after being a parts picker in a General Motors warehouse, going to fight the war and coming back home. I called our body shop manager today, Jason Scholes. He's been with me for 26 years. And I said to Jason, I need to know the cost of tape, Jason. He goes, well, what are you talking about, Mike? I said, in our body shop, when people wreck their car and bring their car, and I know we have to use a lot of tape. He says, oh, my goodness, has the cost of tape gone crazy? So we use two types of tape, Mike. We use green tape. Green tape is the tape we use when we have to use water on a job, and we have to make sure that tape sticks. He said, that's up to $4 a roll. I said, tell me about the other tape. He said, well, the other tape is yellow tape. I said, yellow tape? Tell me what the yellow tape does. He said, that's when we're going to paint a car and don't have to use the green tape. The yellow tape's a little less expensive. It's only $2 a roll. He said, but Mike, I got to tell you, we're spending $160 a month on tape, and it's really starting to make me wonder about whether I'm doing the right thing. I said, so Jason, we're $1,000 a year on green and yellow tape. He said, yes, we are. I said, Jason, you know what the cost of red tape is? He goes, I have no idea. We don't use red tape. I said, oh, yes, we do. It's $1.75 trillion. That's the cost of red tape. And I called my friend Don Shamey at Next Tier Bank, and I said, Don, we've known each other since we were kids. Our wives know each other. Our kids grew up together. We do a lot of things together. I've done business with you for 40 years. You're right across the street from me. Don, tell me about the new regulations. He said, well, Mike, if you take a look at it, there's 1,100 pages now that are the definition of whether you're a qualified borrower or not. I said, it only took 1,100 pages for the government to determine what the definition is of a qualified borrower. Are you kidding me? Do you mean to sit here and say that you are serious? We renovated a ballpark in my hometown. A guy named Tom Bernatowski, veteran. Took us a couple $1 million to renovate our ballpark. The day we were going to open up, I got a call at the dealership and said, Mike, would you come down? I said, why? What's going on? He said, we're having trouble with the occupancy permit. So I went down to see. I said, so what's the problem? He said, well, here, come in the men's room. Let me show you what the problem is. I said, we have 1,500 people who want to come see the opening ball game. They said, yeah, but we've got a major problem. You see, the mirrors in the restroom are a quarter of an inch too low. So you can't possibly open that ballpark. So you want to know the price of regulation? You want to talk about the thousands and thousands of pages that we put on the backs of the job creators? You want to talk about creating jobs in America? When you want to see a nation that doesn't want to participate but wants to dominate in the world market, then let them rise. Take the heavy boot off the throat of America's job creators and let them breathe. The jobs we are talking about are not red jobs or blue jobs. They are red, white, and blue jobs. They are not Democrat jobs or Republican jobs or independent jobs or libertarian jobs. They are American jobs. If you want this country to thrive and not just survive, then please start playing the game by the rules and stop this ridiculous mockery of what it is that we do here in this town. We are so out of touch with the American people. And you know what all this does? It adds layer after layer after layer of cost. And that cost is ultimately paid for by the American consumer. You want to have more revenues? Then let the tide rise for all boats. Let us be able to not only survive, but to thrive. I urge all my colleagues on both sides now, this is not a left or right issue. This is an American issue. I urge you to rise today and vote for H.R. 4078. Let's let America get back to work. And with that, I yield back.
All right, that was Mike Kelly. And you know, Brian, 4 years we've been doing this, that's been my pet peeve, is it's not just the federal government. It's your local government, your state government. They're anti-business. Anything you try to do is rules, regulations, permits, license, inspections. It's anti-business. You can't do anything. I was sending you over there to Watermelon Hills, got a little produce stand, right? He wanted to put a storage building there so he could put his stuff in it so when it rained, you know, he's outdoors, just got a... Can't put a storage building there to display his stuff indoors without it having a handicap ramp and all the handicap, and then he's got to have a restroom and on and on and on. So, I mean, it's absurd. Government is not the solution. It's the problem. And until the American people get tired of playing this same old game over and over, it's going to stay the same. It's not going to change. And that boot that Mike Kelly's talking about right there is going to stay firmly planted. It's not on your neck. It's on your face. And we got so many people out here that are dumbed down to the point that while it's planted there and it's hurting, they lick it. That's where we're at in America today. For God's sake, people, wake up. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Real News Radio with Farron and Brian. Back, Iran responsible for 9/11. Stay with us.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
In 2010, millions of people were awakened to the question of what? Now the next question that remains to be answered is, why in the world are they spraying? An investigative look into one of the many agendas associated with chemtrail geoengineering programs, weather control. Why in the world are they spraying? Premiering and streaming live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying? Order your copy today at www.whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com. Watch the premiere live August 18th at the 3-day event, Consciousness Beyond Chemtrails Conference and Fundraiser in Los Angeles. For more info, go to www.cbclive2012.com. Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Radio, Phantom Brian in the studio saying this is radio for truthers and the masses that still believe the lie.
This was an article that we were discussing briefly before the break. This came out, was it yesterday? It was this week. This particular article I had posted on alternativemedia.org, mopped up justice, U.S. system, hands down 9/11 injustice. This is from Press TV, by the way. It has been widely reported that the FBI was run for decades by Jewish mafia boss Meyer Lansky, thanks to Lansky's blackmail photos of closet homosexual J. Edgar Hoover in various unflattering poses.
I've never seen those photos. I've never really looked, but, you know.
I haven't either. There was a movie come out about J. Edgar.
Oh, yeah? Went into that sort of thing?
I believe that it did. Leonardo DiCaprio. It was like a year or so ago. I haven't seen it. But it is less well known that the Bureau is still controlled, at least at the top, by organized crime. FBI whistleblower Sybil Edmonds has testified that the Bureau is full of mafia moles that enjoy high-level protection. She even implicates the FBI's leadership in the 9/11 cover-up. Sadly, the U.S. federal courts are dominated by the same crime mob. a long series of federal court decisions, including several involving 9/11, have made a mockery of justice. Isn't that the truth? Blaming the victims and blessing the perpetrators with a disregard for logic and evidence that makes the courtroom scene in Alice in Wonderland seem like a model of justice. The latest example comes to us thanks to the Zionist-run New York Daily News. On Monday, Manhattan Federal Magistrate Judge Frank Mass awarded 9/11 relatives $6 billion in their suit targeting Al-Qaeda and silent partner Iran for complicity in the heinous plot that killed nearly 3,000 people. Iran. Despite a decade of Zionist propaganda, virtually no one in the world is crazy enough to imagine that Iran would collaborate with anti-Shia al-Qaeda extremists on anything, least of which 9/11. The judge might as well blame a conspiracy between Elvis Presley and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You know, that's amazing. After 9/11, we immediately went into Afghanistan. And like you said before we came on, that one they could justify somewhat. The training camps, Bin Laden was supposedly from there. Then, you know, 2003, weapons of mass destruction, we go into Iraq. Now, a lot of the supposed hijackers was from Saudi Arabia, but there wasn't any talk of invading there. And here we are, almost 11 years later, and we're talking about judges blaming Iran for this and awarding $6 billion to the victims, while these same sellout traitor judges and the rest of the establishment wouldn't pay 10 cent to the 9/11 first responders. Let's don't forget that. How about the plight of the 9/11 first responders and how the New York mayor, the rest of the city and the state fought tooth and nail to not give any aid to the 9/11 first responders, which were true heroes that ran into the face of danger, and many of which now have passed away.
Well, how about Lucky Larry Silverstein making, you know, several billion dollars in just a few months by leasing the World Trade Center complex just a few months before the disaster and putting out an enormous insurance policy on it, which paid off very well. It was an excellent investment for Lucky Larry.
Oh, definitely. So, I mean, no matter what your views on 9/11 is, and I know everyone's got a different one, and we're well aware of that, but to now try to blame Iran and for a judge, it would be interesting. You never get to hear, you know, they never interview Ahmadinejad or someone on a topic like this and really get to hear what their views would be on it, because I'm sure they would say it's absurd, it's laughable.
And the article continues, in reality, Iran was intended to be the biggest victim of 9/11, the intellectual architects of 9/11, Paul Wolfowitz, Richard Pearl, Douglas Faith, Benjamin Netanyahu, Philip Zelikow, and other neocons treasonously orchestrated 9/11 in order to use the military as cannon fodder in wars for Israel. They used 9/11 to launch Netanyahu's clean break, otherwise known as the Wolfowitz plan, to impose regime change in Iraq, Sudan, Libya, Egypt, Lebanon, Somalia, and most importantly, Iran, and of course Syria, which is the primary target at the moment.
Yeah, you're seeing the dominoes fall. I mean, it's really interesting to see what's happening. And all of it is a result, going back 11 years ago, to 9/11. It's an interesting story. It's one, if you've kept up with this broadcast, you know, we have been a strong advocate for the 9/11 first responders, and what a story that is that the mainstream media refused to report on. We're coming up on a break. You're listening to the Real News Radio. Barron and Brian, stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA survival course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
In the studio, the website's alternativemedia.org, therooniesradio.com, and check out republicbroadcasting.org, continually updated with all the news and information. A great website if you're looking to stay informed. And now we've been talking about the upcoming selection. This past week, CNS News reported President Obama is trying to prevent thousands of layoff notices from going out a few days before the November selection. Senator James Inhofe, this is a Republican from Oklahoma, said on Tuesday that Obama's Labor Department on Monday issued guidance to the states telling them that a federal law requiring advance notice of mass layoffs does not apply to the layoffs that may occur in January as a result of automatic budget cuts. Did you know that the government's going to have mass layoffs perhaps coming in January?
Let me guess. It's going to be all the people that are right in our face that hurt us, we the people, the most. Those are going to be the first people to go. They want to have as big of an impact upon us, the scum, as possible. So, well, here, take our money, here, tax us, whatever. Just, you know, let us have our services. Meanwhile, the U.S. military, the Pentagon, will probably get an increase.
Oh, yeah.
Because by then, we'll probably be in Iran.
Appearing on Fox and Friends Tuesday morning, Inhofe said that President Obama, through the Labor Department, is trying to intimidate business companies, corporations, and not just defense contractors, into not issuing the pink slips, which are required by federal law 60 days before a mass layoff or plant closing. The president doesn't want these pink slips going out 5 days before the election, Inhofe said. He noted that if the automatic budget cuts kick in on January 2nd, as they will if Congress can't reach a deficit reduction agreement, layoff notices would have to go out no later than November 2nd, and the general election is November 6th. So, you know, any way you cut this thing, any way you look at it, the economic information, the real information, not the bold-faced lies put out by the mainstream puppet media, is telling you that our economy is darn near in a free fall. That's why everywhere you look, all the houses are for sale. Me and Laura was in a neighboring county this past week that I don't normally go in, and it's no better there.
Were you expecting better?
I've lost being an optimist a good while back due to my extent.
I'll tell you where I did see things better, honestly.
Was you looking into Switzerland or something?
No, when I was at Bilderberg.
Oh.
In Chantilly, Virginia.
Yeah, things looked, would you be moving along quite
when
well.
When we were going over to Tucker's hotel, I don't know why he got a hotel like 10 miles away. But we got lost in one of the little areas right near the Marriott. It was only like a mile from there. Into a military industrial park.
Oh, really?
Really. Raytheon, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, you name it. These mega buildings, security fences, landscaping. Oh, beautiful landscaping.
Mercedes, Audi.
Oh, gosh. I mean, the streets were just clean. Brand new, paved. I mean, just imagine an industrial park being as nice as it possibly can.
It looked like
it was it.
Unused cities in China, clean like that.
Yeah. It was late at night, so there was no one around, so we could drive slow and kind of look. And it was very prosperous.
Well, I guess it's all in what you do. If you're middle-class America and you're trying to play by the rules and trying to live the American dream while they've got this by-design economic collapse on, well, that's a pretty rough place to be. But if you're a Raytheon employee and you're on the teat of some of these gigantic military contracts, well, by George, life's pretty good, I bet. You know, that's what sickens me about these politicians and sickens me about this population, that when these politicians, especially these super sellout traitorous ones, go anywhere, that there's not a crowd there calling them for what they are. People, we have to break free from the two-party, one-party system. We have to quit saying we're going to play this same old tired game and expect things to change while they always stay the same. Now, you, here, and Brian, I want to get your take on this. Here, and I've ran into this in the past week or so, some people that got caught up in that ridiculous, absurd belief that Obama was going to come in with that legitimate hope and change. You remember?
Yeah, I remember the scam, the fools.
And then, you know, they were so sickened by George W. Bush, and with that I can relate. So they were hoping, and now, 4 years later, they're jaded with the, Obama's done nothing but run up the deficit. And
so now there's a lot of Rob Me fans. They're increasing, and we saw Rob Me over there touching the wall, which means he has an excellent chance of becoming the next puppet.
Yeah, he was doing the things that a good puppet must do.
And he seems to be bringing in the money. I mean, he's right there at the top. I mean, Bain Capital, the whole nine yards. He really does make Obama look like kind of a small-timer in a lot of ways, actually.
Well, you know, with the way Obama has ran the economy straight into the ground, you would think that any poll would be, what, 70% Obama or Romney? But they keep that horse racing. It's just like you said, you know, you said They don't want Jimmy Johnson to be 10 laps ahead when he wins every race.
Yeah, who's going to show up when he does that every time?
I mean, it's okay for Jimmy Johnson to win every race. He does, right?
Yeah.
But they like for it to be like by just have a car lift.
Right.
You know, but that's another story. But here they're keeping it. You go on Drudge Report. It's 52 Romney, 48 Obama. That keeps that money flowing, and it keeps everyone on the edge of their seat. And it keeps these people saying, well, we got to get Romney in so there's a possibility of change. And the foreign policy is going to stay the same. The economic collapse by design is going to stay the same. And you may see a little bit of difference.
So by stay the same, you really mean it's just going to get worse.
Get worse, yes. Continually, just like we're seeing.
The slow slide.
The slow slide. And I think we're going to continue to see legislation to eliminate free speech, like we've seen during this current administration.
Privacy. More cameras, more invasions.
Drones. We're going to be getting into some of the drones coming up in the next 2 hours. That you're going to continue because these are nothing more than mere puppets. They don't represent middle-class America. They represent the big banks. They represent the military-industrial complex. They kneel at the altar of the corporations to their dark overlords. And, you know, these people, they can jack my credit cards, they can hijack my email, and they can laugh, and they can say, you know what, we're sticking it to him. He'll never have internet at his house, but you know what? I wear that as a badge of honor.
It means you must be doing the right thing.
That doesn't deter me at all. So, you know, bring that stuff on. I find it interesting, you know, to see what can happen next. Because they don't want anyone out here that loves liberty. They don't want anyone out here that demands the Constitution be restored. It's not even talking about the fact that all the rest of everyone out here seems to believe they just don't go by the Constitution. It's been suspended since 1933. That's why things are the way they are. We did 6 weeks on that. We've explained that in detail. I hadn't seen anyone be able to dispute any of those facts as of yet. They don't want you to know that. They want to keep you fixated on the Olympics and television and comedy and the latest gadgetry while you finance your own enslavement. While they run up these rampant debts, selling out even your great-great-great-grandchildren's future. And, you know, I'm asking everyone this question. $8 trillion Barack Obama's put us past bankrupt, $4 trillion Bush. That's $12 trillion. What did middle-class America benefit from that in the past since the year 2000? Are we safer? Well, of course not. Is the economy any better? Absolutely not. Do you have more money in the bank? Well, I doubt it. Unless maybe you work for the Idaho County school system.
Or the military industrial complex.
So, you know, is your house worth more? I doubt it.
Maybe if it's in a suburb around the military industrial complex.
So, you know, you factor us all together. You're on the hook for all this money. But did you benefit any from it? No. No, you did not. In fact, you're worse off. Every indicator tells you you're worse off. I was talking to a gentleman this past week. His father had a job here in Marksville at a local factory in 1980 making $55,000 a year.
Yeah.
Where would you go to get that job today? Unless, you know, you've specialized in training to get a job at a cancer institute or something. That's how far we fell. I think we forget how far we have fell because they so successfully indoctrinated us to accept it.
We're so busy, you know, running faster and faster on the rat wheel that it's like having blinders on. They don't have to put blinders on you. You put your own blinders on you.
Demand them.
Yeah.
You pay for them. You beg for them. You want them. You know why? Because lie's happy place. When you break someone free from the lie, a lot of get mad at you.
Yeah, it's very uncomfortable out there in reality land.
The true reality is sad for a lot of people. There's a buku in this society that don't have the intellectual faculty to comprehend it. They can't accept. They've been so successfully indoctrinated to believe in the system and that it's legitimate, even though it's telling them nothing but lies. They can't break free. So they stay playing this tired old game and funding it. It's just like Campaign for Liberty. Every situation, they use it to raise money, but I can't find on their website where all that money goes. Why don't they spend some of it with Republic Broadcasting for their cause and support Patriot Radio, true Patriot Radio, but they don't. So I see all of that as, you know, so many of these that are trying to profit off of the Patriot movement and then the results are nil, should be called on it. You know, I'm not going to stand here and tell you where to spend your money or who to give it to, because I don't know. But I can tell you, 4 years of doing this, I've seen a lot of people donating money and very, very, very little results. I would say give it to Republic Broadcasting. They're getting the word out and expanding. Campaign for Liberty looks to me like they've turned into just an opportunist.
I'm no Rand Paul fan. Rand Paul pan. After, I mean, the endorsing robbed me. But then voting against the GMO labeling. And did you see what he did to Abby Martin? He tried to get her fired from RT.
No.
Yeah.
What for? Asking her questions?
Yeah. Her and Luke Radowski were trying to ask him questions. And he got pissed off about it. And he tried to get her fired from Russia Today.
Oh,
he
don't
made
like...
a video about it. I don't know if she made the video or Luke Radowski made the video.
So he don't like asking real, being
no,
asked
he
real
doesn't. Questions.
He don't like real questions.
No, he does not.
Well, he is, what is he? He's just another establishment insider sellout that don't represent. He's veiling himself as representing us. How many times has the Patriot movement got to be let down by these so-called representatives? And you know, we're knocking on the door. We're not going to have any Ron Paul, and I think he's put out some great information. We're going to play a clip next hour. And Dennis Kucinich, you know, we're not going to have those anymore. And from the looks of things, I for darn sure wouldn't recommend you put your stock in Rand Paul. We're not going to have any representation in Washington. That means we can fax and call our senators and congresspeople till we're blue in the face. But what's going to be the results? You know, it's just like audit the Fed. The House has passed audit the Fed overwhelmingly. What's the Senate say? We're not even going to take that up.
Yeah.
That's how broke the system is. It's hopelessly broke. They don't represent we the people. It's a sham. It's a charade. We've been flim-flammed. We've been bamboozled. We've been conned. And to thinking we got some system that's legitimate that represents us, while all the while they're laughing all the way to the bank, representing their dark overlords and selling out middle-class America, while the poor get poorer and the rich get richer, and there's taxation without representation, while the Constitution's suspended, but there's plenty of money for war, while the border is wide open, and our elderly choose between food and medicine, while federal judges make our RAM pay billions of dollars to the 9/11 victims. But where were the judges when the 9/11 first responders were dying and are still dying? That's where we're at in America. And the people are going to have to decide to become activists or continue to be the pacifist that they are that's got us where we're at today. And, you know, I don't see the protest. I don't see the outcry. I don't see it on the college campuses.
Why does people's back have to be just right in the freaking corner before they're willing to get out and try to fight back? Why does that have to happen, people? Why do you want your kids to be in that position while you just sit there, watch TV, say the heck with it? I'm not really talking to a lot of people listening to the show, because just by listening to this show, this network, you're probably already involved in stuff. But what about the millions that aren't?
And the churches that won't get involved, that won't take up the truth, won't talk about Bohemian Grove and Bilderberg and these
I mean, there are, most of the people I see protest, the, you know, the Christians, by buying a chicken sandwich. That's a huge protest for them.
Yeah,
which they usually do every day anyway. That's a huge protest. Boy, I'm really showing them. What about the wars? People getting killed.
The
by
debt.
The millions.
The runaway debt.
What are you doing about that?
The plummeting economy. I mean, there's so many different things. And we're watching it just implode before our eyes. You know, and I've got two children, which are young men now. And that's what burns me up, is to see their future just decimated by these traitors, while middle-class America standing on the sidelines, dumbfounded, seeing it happen, and are saying, well, I guess we'll just have to hope for the best come this November, and once again, vote for the lesser of two evils, and hope that everything will turn out all right. Coming up on a break, you're listening to The Real News Radio, Farron and Brian. Stay with us.
Collection calls.
Imagine being free from your debt without settling, and with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working Capital Cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Hey, John, how come you've got a Garden of Eden, and my backyard looks like Dante's Inferno?
Could be any number of reasons. Where did you get your seeds?
I bought the 24 variety kit from one of those guys on the internet. Got a great deal, too.
Well, it may be that your seed isn't suited for this area.
Isn't it all the same?
Heck no, man. My bank came from Texas Ready. They offer regional seed banks so that you can be assured of getting seed that will grow in your area. Not only that, all of their seeds are fresh. You're not going to get some seed that's been sitting around in a freezer or warehouse for the last couple of years.
Oh, crap.
Friends, don't be lassoed into a seed bank that may not produce well in your area. Go to TexasReady.net and order a northern bank for growing zones 3 through 6 or a southern bank for zones 7 through 10. That's TexasReady.net. Live where you will, but be Texas Ready.
Real News Radio, Farron and Brian in the studio. We got a phone call from Arthur off the grid. Arthur, how you doing today?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing good. What's on your mind today?
Oh, well, you were talking about old Mr. Rand Paul.
Yes, sir.
It was amazing during his campaign. I know people all around the country, and I kept, you know, it didn't matter who I talked to, no matter what state they were from. They all kept saying the same thing. Oh, wouldn't it be great to get Rand Paul in there? He, you know, and talking with people from Kentucky, they're, oh, he's going to be just like his daddy. And I told everybody, I said, let me tell you something. I said, if you think this man is his father's son, you got another thing coming. When he won the election, I told everybody, I said, I guarantee you, within 3 months after he takes his seat in Congress, he's going to renege on something. I couldn't believe, I mean, my calculations were so far off base. He never even made it into his seat before he reneged on the first thing, which was earmarks.
Well, let me ask you this, Arthur. How did you see this one coming? Because I'll be honest, I was caught in the, you know, hoping for the best. Maybe we've got a little chip off the old block. Maybe he'll try to do good, you know, so let down by all the rest. How did you know, or how did you see it coming?
There wasn't any one thing that I could say really narrowed it down for me. It was just kind of like this gut feeling that I had that he was not going to be what everybody thought he was going to be. Just something inside me said, this man is a fraud. And I have a great sixth sense about these things, and I'm generally not far off when I – so I was actually really kind of guessing, but I was pretty convinced that this man was not what everybody was making him out to be. And sure enough, you know, when he come out and he endorsed Mitt Romney, I said, damn, there you go. And now everything else that's going on, and I'm talking to people in the Kentucky area, and I'm asking them, is he what you bargained for? And everybody I've talked to so far that voted for Rand is very disappointed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, that's interesting. That's interesting.
But, you know, I spent 25, I mean, I'm 50 years old. I'm 50 years old, and I have traveled this country since 1983. 8 months out of the year, I'm on the road. Of course, now I don't travel like that anymore because my body just can't take it. So I've met a lot of people all around the country, and I've had an opportunity to meet people from all walks of life, from all religions, from all creeds, you name it, I've probably met them. And it always seems to be the same thing. When the white knight appears, the black knight begins. Never fails. Never fails. And people are telling me the same thing no matter who I talk to. Great disappointments. Everybody thought when they, you know, replaced all these boneheads in the midterm elections, oh, we're going to get some changes now. We're replacing, you know, we're getting all these Republicans in there and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And now they're back going, oh, my God.
We're coming up on the top of the hour break, Arthur. Anything else you'd like to add real quick?
You know, I just want to know, when are people going to wake up, stop participating in the fraud? If nobody goes out and votes, then we give no legitimacy to the election, and therefore nothing they say matters.
Thank you so much for the phone call. Stay with us. Back next hour, Scalia, guns may be regulated. Back in moments.
Are you a